time for Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music. Good God.
Good God indeed. We are joined in studio by Ron Gillaplee. Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you?
Pretty good.
It's good. You've got a bunch of stuff set up and plugged in and some buttons are flashing, lights are going off. I reckon it's time to get into your first track, if you would.
Straight into it, eh?
I reckon that sounds great. Thank you very much. If you're just tuning in, this is Live and Direct on 95BFM Freak the Sheep. It was a track by Ron Gallipoli performed live in studio. And what was the name of that track?
Jamboree.
What's the story behind that one? Because there's a lot of people being mentioned, a lot of emotions, a lot of feelings.
That's a song about violent kids on the school bus.
Shit.
Mostly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this from viewed experiences or personal moments?
Well, when I was a teenager, I lived in Wellsford, and on the school bus, it was just horrific.
Crap.
And it always struck me, you know, when I left school and moved to the city, all these people who think that the country is a great place to bring up kids, and it's just so untrue.
Sometimes it's so shocking.
it's much worse in the country.
Yeah, that's super interesting. I mean, the song kind of expresses a lot of raw, very powerful emotion. I love the fact that the tempo just slowly increases as well, which I didn't quite realize until later on, and it was just this big jarring move, and I was like, wow, shit, that was powerful. Powerful stuff. I guess I want to talk a bit about the setup that you've got, because, I mean, you've got a big sound, and you've got, I guess it's two kind of instruments in front of you. Maybe talk about what you've got going on.
I'm using two samplers at the moment. The Electron Digitact and the Electron Octatrack, for those who are interested.
Do they kind of interact and talk with each other, like a MIDI setup?
They can send MIDI to each other back and forward. Well, one of them, the Octatrack, is quite new. I'm still getting to grips with that, really.
But I saw you were like you were tweaking a knob, and it was kind of creating like a wobbly effect or something.
Yeah.
So they're quite interactive, quite hands-on instruments.
That's the idea, yeah. It's kind of, I used to do stuff live with a laptop, and, you know, in some ways it's fine, but it's much more difficult to interact with stuff on the fly, as well as the fact that they just kept breaking down all the time.
Right.
I could never find a completely reliable setup. So using dedicated instruments.
Because it's quite light, really. I mean, it's just two things, a few cables.
Yeah. Yeah, it's more compact and it's more fun. It's just expensive.
Do you have much other gear that you use in kind of other production? Like, do you create the samples yourself, or do you kind of source them otherwise?
All over the place. Yeah, I mean, I have other stuff at home. I record live bits and pieces, and, you know, keyboards and just recording stuff with a microphone.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Cool. And so all your stuff's produced, I guess, at home by you?
Yep.
Yep. And talk a bit about that. How would you go about kind of recording, producing, creating a track? Is it a big, long process?
Sometimes it's fast and sometimes it's slow. There are times when the trick is to know when it needs more work and when it's already what it should be. I think in some ways that's when you're working on stuff by yourself, especially. It can be quite hard to tell. You do something and it sounds good. And you have to have that judgment about, okay, this is actually really good right now. I'll just leave it there. Or, no, I'll keep working on this for another 6 months and then realise that it's terrible.
Do you work mostly by just yourself?
Yeah. Yeah, at the moment I do. I've been doing some collaborations with other people, but mostly by myself.
Because I think that process as well of decision-making can be a lot harder when there's more, I mean, there's different people, different factors popping up. I guess when you're kind of solo producing and definitely kind of going through the like DIY route, it's definitely, I don't know, a lot more creative control and a lot more, I guess, just kind of snappy decisions, moving quickly.
Yeah. It's good because you can do whatever, you know, whatever whim you have. It is a lot slower, though. I did used to be in a band, and
right,
I do miss the speed that you can work out in a band, because you're just focusing on your bit. You've got someone else putting in the effort.
Yeah. I guess different dynamics, eh? Really?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I write a song and I can't really be bothered thinking about the drums or whatever.
Fair enough.
And I wish someone else could just do that, because I don't want to think about it.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, sometimes it's like I definitely know what I want to do with the drums, and I don't have to be bossy to a drummer or use their different idea. I can just do it.
Nice.
So it's a trade-off.
You've got a lot of new stuff coming out on SoundCloud, which is all really great. I guess what's the vibe and the feel behind these tracks? Is it like, do you feel like you're drifting from early release stuff? Because I saw on your Bandcamp you had a Christmas song based around fascism.
Yeah.
But yeah, have you kind of stuck with that with these kind of drastic ideals, or I mean, what's the buzz?
I'm still drifting, to be honest. I mean, the song I just played is more or less a ballad of sorts. It's a vocal track.
Mm.
But then on the other hand, I do plenty of stuff that's completely instrumental, more dance music.
Yeah.
Or what I consider dance music. I haven't really tried to reconcile the two. I just hope that people can handle the fact that I'm doing both.
Mm. I felt like that first track, it could almost have some contemporary dancing behind it, you know, some real abstract stuff, people jumping around. I don't know, it was great. I had a real image in my head, like strong image.
Oh, good, good. I do find, like, playing things live, it's fine. People will dance to a dance track, and then if it's, you know, more of a vocal track, they'll enjoy that.
They'll just soak it in.
But it does become difficult when you're trying to slot yourself into a scene. It can sometimes be difficult.
Mm.
You know, I don't get invited, at least, to play shows with DJs and stuff,
because
it's a bit weird for that situation.
I mean, you're playing a show this Saturday at the Audio Foundation.
Yeah.
Which is going to be very cool. And talking a bit about that, you were an artist in residence there last year in 2018. How was that? And talk a bit about what that kind of involved.
That was me just having ownership of the space for a while to do what I want, which is handy because I could rock in and, you know, use their PA and stuff. They had a printer, or they have a nice printing machine, which I kind of learnt how to use, and I produced a zine, I guess.
Nice.
You'd call it.
Cool.
And I could organise I organised a show, and it was kind of a performance piece with this zine and some slightly theatrical kind of stuff going on.
Did you find it was interesting working in, like, a different environment that you might have been used to?
Yeah, it's good. It's always good to have a different environment. And I'd done one before that. I'd done a different residency in Lisbon the year before.
Nice.
And that was really great, and it made me want to do more. And I love AF. I think it's a great institution to have in Auckland.
Definitely.
So I was very pleased to be able to work with them.
What do you think the show is going to be like? It's going to be quite intimate vibes, I guess, with the supporting acts. Like, what's their kind of buzz?
Well, we've got Pseudoscience, and she plays sort of psychedelic, semi-improvised keyboard music, kind of like a low-budget Terry Riley or something, which is not an insult at all. Kind of Casio tone, droney, but not ambient. It's a bit more lively than that.
Mm.
So she's playing, and Tom Burton, who is probably best known at the moment for Soccer Practice, is the beats
person
in Soccer Practice. He's also done Wilberforces and other stuff.
Cool. And so it's going to be a mixture, I guess, of pumping stuff, maybe a little bit down buzz, a little bit dancey.
Yeah, I figure we'll warm up with some nice sort of heady psychedelic drone, and then get progressively dancier.
Sweet.
That's the idea.
Well, you've got two more new tracks, which I'm assuming you're going to be performing this Saturday.
Yeah, probably.
Sweet.
Probably. I don't like to sit on songs for too long. It's all pretty new.
Fair enough. What are the two tracks that you're going to perform for us?
To play now?
Yes.
I think I will play a song called Jugs and Jugs of Government Drugs.
Sweet.
And then I'll play another song called Landscape with Bitcoin.
Ron Gilberty, thank you very much for coming up tonight. It's been a great pleasure having a chat and hearing these great tracks. Social media avenues, where are you accessible through?
You can look at Ron Gilberty on Bandcamp. It's probably the best way, I do have a Facebook page, but I don't do anything with it. If for some reason you wanted to email me, rongalipoli@gmail.com, it's already straightforward. I'm on Spotify and stuff if you want to have a listen. Spotify, YouTube, whatever, it's all up there.
Too right.
SoundCloud is good for some kind of unreleased stuff. That's where I put things I haven't formally released. So
very good. All right. This is Live and Direct on 95BFM Freak the Sheep. Ron Gilberty is going to be chucking on two tricks for us now.
I just need one moment.
One moment? That's all good.
To twiddle some knobs in preparation for this.
That is all good.
And I think
I'm healthy, so healthy I must be sick, like a hick who refuses to fluoridate his water. Don't you know there's a cataract? It's there for a reason. A milky film of self-preservation. If you saw everything your eyeballs see, it would hurt too much and you wouldn't breathe. I must be sick. I must be sick. Sparks shoot from my skull, but the juice of my brain falls like useless rain on a sodden field. There are jugs and jugs of government drugs to keep you strapped to some kind of main mast. The pull of the sea is not some perversion. Be sick, like a hick who refuses to fluoridate his water. Hold that breath for a reason.
That was Ron Gillipoli performing two bloody great tracks. Thanks again for coming in, and all the best for Saturday.
Thank you.
That was Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music.
Hello!